Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, very sad news of a 28-year-old OB-GYN resident. She had received her MD, and I think she was in her second year of training as an obstetrical gynecological resident, meaning she was getting training to be able to deliver babies and take care of, you know, gynecological health. She was in her ER rotation, we believe, when she this summer got exposed to COVID. She ended up, unfortunately, dying. I believe that was by, I think she passed away end of August, early September. Yep, unfortunately. And she had started becoming sick in July. And she's a resident, so, you know, she's at a hospital, should have access to PPE. I believe this was HCA in Houston, HCA Healthcare West. She was in the ER, and she got exposed to COVID. And this was Midwest, so it wasn't, you know, one of the weird back east severe strains that we're suspecting, but Houston. Houston's a busy city. And unfortunately, she went into respiratory failure. She actually had a bleed in her brain. We don't know if it was because of the blood thinners or because she might have had another sort of medical issue. But she was only 28. She was young, supposedly healthy. And the family has shared that although this death is so tragic, they let us know that she reused her mask for weeks, if not months. She had a mask with her name on it. And she would just reuse the same mask. Now, the hospital had said, no, you're supposed to turn in that mask or throw out that mask at the end of the shift. You get a new one with your new shift. So we don't know why she reused the mask. But, I mean, when I was in medical school and when I was in training, I reused masks all the time. I had my scrub pockets. I had my jacket. And if I didn't wash my jacket every day, you know, or if I, you know, had a mask in the car, I would grab that. I mean, like, my mask right now, okay, I mean, how old is this? This is, like, flimsy. Not to mention it's, like, it really got squashed because the puppy squashed it. So, and I have this extra mask, not because I'm using it to protect me and to protect others. I have other masks I could use for that. It's just if I'm in an area, somehow, someplace in the United States, and I forgot or my purse got stolen and I don't have a mask, I don't want people jumping on me or pushing me or threatening my life. So I have something like this stuck in my bra. Everywhere I go, I'll have, but don't ask to borrow a mask because I'm not going to give you this one. But I basically have this mask or a mask in my bra at all times. So just in case I need to whip it out, I have a mask I can wear. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens to the kids. You know, so I have masks at the bottom of my purse. Remember you'd be in church or temple and you needed a stick of gum from your mom and the gum would like be old and it would be like stuck to a penny at the bottom of a purse. It would smell a perfume. So I have masks at the bottom of my purse and when my kids put a mask on, they're like, Mom, that perfume is pretty. But, you know, they're like, gosh, I need to remember to have a clean mask. Because they're wearing masks that are perfumed, not the ones that are in the booby. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, this thing keeps poking me. The metal. I have metal sticking out of this mask. It's that old. Where the nasal sort of metal thing that you kind of crimp to kind of secure over your nose. This is so old that the metal's sticking out. So what I'm trying to say is this is not useful. This doesn't protect me. This doesn't protect anybody. But we're all doing it. We're all reusing masks. And, you know, maybe we want to save the environment. Maybe we think these things are, you know, going to kill birds because birds are getting stuck, or they're polluting our oceans. Or now we have non-biodegradable things that are out there and, you know, we're using them ubiquitously. But unfortunately, if we are seeing spikes in cases, and from what I understand, some counties back east are going to go back to closing down again. And a lot of the close downs and shutdowns in New York, the neighborhoods have been shut down again. You know, if you know, you do fear this virus, unfortunately, you have to use a mask that works, and you got to change it out. You know, at first, people were grumpy about the masks because they were expensive. You couldn't get inexpensive masks. Then, all of a sudden, Amazon was able to sell, you know, cheap ones from China. So you could get a box of 50 for like $4.39. So now everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they bought maybe one box. Well, 50 masks would technically, for a family of four, cover you for maybe about 12 days, because you're supposed to throw out the mask. In fact, a mask like this, you're supposed to throw out every hour. A mask like this is every hour. And then 95, you could do once a day. So technically, 50 masks, if you're out in public, 24 hours, will just for one person maybe cover you for 2 days. For a family of four, barely one day. And so we're doing it wrong. So when I hear of a young person, a doctor, right, you know, who, yeah, got exposed, but who died from COVID, and the family's like, look, they reused the mask multiple times, you know, it just kind of reminds us we probably have to change out the mask. The other thing, too, we're being told is the average American is not washing their hands. Well, not the average. One in four will wipe their nose like I just did. My nose is a little running. Did I just go run and wash my hands? No. I'm still in the studio, and I'm still touching. Luckily, Jason's in Minneapolis, so he doesn't have to touch my studio. And I'm like, all right, nobody touched myself because I just wiped my nose. But how many of you guys are wiping your nose, and you're immediately going and washing your hands? You're not doing it. You're like, did anybody see that? No, nobody saw that. I don't have to wash my hands. Bull crap. All right? We're supposed to wash our hands every time we touch our face, every time we pick our teeth, every time we pick our nose, every time we scratch our butts. You know, if I'm straightening my bra or whatever, I probably should wash my hands because I probably have food stuck in there. I don't know what falls in there. It's great because if I'm ever hungry and I'm like, gosh, that sandwich was good, there's usually another piece in there. But, you know, if you touch your clothes, I touch my clothes. Why do I think my clothes are clean? If I leaned up against a wall somewhere, most likely I probably touched something that somebody else touched or sneezed or whatever. So our hand washing is really kind of falling behind. And you're supposed to wash your hands, you're supposed to wash your nails, get under the nails. You're supposed to kind of get in between, maybe remove the ring, right? Because you guys got bugs under the ring. You're supposed to sing happy birthday to yourself twice. Happy birthday to you. You got to do that twice, all right? That's a good hand washing. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Google is going to allow their workers to who are staying home and working from home, probably allowed to do that till July 2021. Microsoft just announced they will allow people to do hybrid work schedules, possibly work from home permanently, extending not only to next year, but permanently. Facebook has already told, I believe, The Verge in an interview, that the next 5 to 10 years, they're expecting people to work from home. Now, this has been something that has kind of revolutionized many tech companies, many ways that we do school, ways that we do work, attitudes towards returning to work. Unfortunately, there could be some disastrous consequences to the economy as a result. Now, I work from home and I love it. I love working from home. I don't have to wear a bra. Well, I wear a bra, but, you know, I mean, I get to, you know, wear a sports bra, get to be comfy. Sometimes wear my pajamas. The dog loves it. You know, I used to not come home till 6, 7 at night. You know, and the dog's like all excited, go, yay, mommy home, now I get some eats. You know, and then the dog's eating more, unfortunately. Kids are liking it. You know, like, mom, make me lunch. Mom, make me, ooh, I made some damn good salmon and asparagus last night. I could cook. My son even goes, mom, you could cook. You should cook more. I go, I know. Daddy says I can't cook, but I could cook. So, at least my baby knows that mama could cook for him. Yeah, I made asparagus and salmon, and it was really, really yummy. But anyway, so I'm loving working from home. But my question to you guys is it working? For those of you who are managers, for those of you who are supervisors, for those of you who are parents, is working from home really working? Because I got a hunch that things are not going to change. I told you guys, the masks I don't think are going away. I don't think the plexiglass is going away. Once you kind of spray something down and try to keep things clean, you know, next time somebody sneezes or coughs, everybody's going to be like, ooh, I don't think any of that's going away. I think we're going to be masking and plexiglassing from here on out, which is going to be expensive for companies. And I also think that once a company knows that, you know, somebody doesn't have to go to a conference because they could do a virtual conference, and that could save them money on plane, airfare, hotel, transportation, I think there are some things that are not going to change. So the question I have to you guys is this working, and are you guys comfortable with us kind of doing the remote sort of hybrid working that many industries are doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some of you are loving telemedicine. You're like, telemedicine's great. And for those of us doing telemedicine, we have a private office. We're not supposed to be out in the middle of the living room. We're supposed to have like a private office or a private area. We're supposed to take calls with nobody listening. We're supposed to make sure that your medical records are protected. But, you know, what about those of you having, you know, money issues or whatever? Do you realize that you're calling somebody and they're actually working in their living room? You know, so you start to wonder, you know, how much privacy do you have with your banking? With your, you know, underwear shopping? You know, are you having a problem with your order? Yeah, I ordered underwear and I haven't gotten it. What size underwear did you order? That stuff could be happening in somebody's living room. Now, if you're a manager, you know, are you noticing good productivity? If you have a parent who's worried about their kid, you know, who's doing virtual school, and so, you know, they're at work going, I'm nervous. Being home, I think, allows them to concentrate better. But are you seeing that you're getting the output you need? Now, you know, I'll call my friends who are working from home. And, you know, they're like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, man, I just finished second season of Cobra Kai. And it's, I go, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. You're on the Pacific. You watch Cobra Kai? Yeah. I'm working from home. I'm like, okay, wait, guys. You guys are watching TV while you're working from home. One of my friends was, you know, you could hear the ice in his glass. And it was either Crown or something. And I'm like, that sounds good. What are you drinking? He's like, Crown and Coke. And I'm like, what? It's 11:30 in the morning. It's okay. I'm at work. So people drinking on the job? Not really a lot of privacy. I know a lot of people, they got tan this summer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did you go to the beach? Where did you go to Hawaii? No, I was at the pool. I go, when did you have time? I'm working from home. So I'd like to hear from the managers out there. Are your employees actually doing work with this working from home? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I love the idea of being able to work from home. I'm enjoying it. You know, there's a lot of suits that are enjoying it. Unfortunately, those that are essential workers still have to man the factories, still have to man the grocery stores and the gas stations and all that. We still have first responders, you know, still working and still on the job. So not everybody gets to, you know, enjoy this. I know some people, even essential workers, like it because there's less traffic. You know, for those of us that are driving, I drive to the studio. I now, you know, can plan a shorter drive because there's no traffic, which is kind of nice. I don't have to worry about, you know, kids, you know, crossing the street because most kids are home virtually. So, you know, I notice, you know, some things might be more convenient. But the problem is that so much of our industries, current industries, that have been around pre-March 2020 relied on people needing to go to lunch, relied on people needing to buy makeup or clothes. You know, when I work from home, unless I do a video call, it's interesting. Sometimes I'm not available video-wise at home. Why? Because I don't have makeup on. And I might be, you know, in my, not really pajamas, but in my husband's boxer briefs. So I'm not going to want people to see me. Right? So, you know, have I bought makeup as often as, no, my makeup purchases have completely dropped, as you can tell. Right? My clothes, I've bought less. I'm wearing rewears, and I'll continue to wear rewears. Why? I'm not having to go to work. I'm not having to see somebody every day going, oh, your outfit's different. Well, it was nice when we used to get to wear scrubs. We could wear scrubs all the time. So, you know, when you wear scrubs, you know, you could wear, they could be like, is that a rewear? They go, no, I have three pairs of black scrubs. And maybe I only had two, but they didn't know. And I could wear a rewear. So, I am concerned, and this is a big problem they're seeing in New York, whereas people are not going into work and they're not going into these big skyscrapers, all those little restaurants and all that little shopping and all those little cafes, dead. If people aren't going into the big offices, then they're eating at home. So I get a little nervous. And then I also get a little nervous about the exercise. So, you know, I see myself on video. I'm like, okay, I look good, yeah, but, you know, my butt could be getting bigger. I mean, I could be gaining weight because I'm not running around seeing patients, or I'm not running around seeing students, or I'm not running around to get somewhere to get to this meeting or get to this meeting. If I'm doing all my meetings remotely, all I have to do is sit my tushy in my seat. That's all I have to do. If I'm not running to one interview or running to another interview or going to get my makeup and hair done, I'm just at home. So I do worry about the ramifications. We just talked to Dr. Funk about breast cancer. We're in October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we spoke to her, and she's like, unfortunately, with COVID, you know, we have people kind of staying home all the time. They're eating more. They're drinking more. And alcohol is a risk factor, you know, for breast cancer. Also, you know, they're not going out and getting their mammograms. How many of you guys, now that you're working from home and your kids are home, are going to get your pap smear or getting your mammogram done? Or getting your blood work for your prostate or your cholesterol? We're not getting, you know, things done. You're going to see numbers going, oh, wow, breast cancer's down. Heart disease is down. Prostate cancer's down. But no, just people aren't going to get seen. So, you know, this concept that Microsoft and Facebook and Google and these tech companies are doing, allowing working from home, very cool. Very nice that they're allowing that to protect us against COVID. But what are the other long-term ramifications? Obesity? Drinking on the job, poor work ethic, not getting the job done, not going to the doctor and getting your you know, medical care done. I don't know how much of a fan I am. So while everybody's applauding everybody for yay, hybrid, my question to you is this what you want? And is it really working? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when I used to have to work on projects, they always said pick your team. Because, you know, if you have people in your group that are slackers and they aren't doing their job, you're going to end up doing all the work yourself. Well, sometimes when you guys are in a room and you have a meeting and you energize. But, you know, if I text somebody going, did you do this? Did you do this? They're just not getting the stuff done. So I don't know. I've told you guys that I'm really worried about the economy, and I'm really worried about some of the changes, because this shift to just tech and Zoom and virtual, I just think we're getting just a little too dependent on electricity and on our computers. And what happens to business and industry if just we have some power grid issue? I don't know. I just don't like the dependence. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the president has approved a revised package, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are still working on the negotiations. Pelosi confirming that news on MSNBC.
And so we'll continue our conversation today because it is so necessary to meet the needs of the American people. I do hope that we will have an agreement soon.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 storm near Lake Charles, Louisiana, Friday night. Calcasieu Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dick Rimlin says debris from the last storm could hamper drainage in the city and lead to more flooding.
That's a major issue that we're concerned about is the amount of rain. If it produces 8 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain on a good day.
This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not hold a campaign rally this Saturday unless he's medically cleared to do so.
Leave it to Dr. Connolly because he has all the granular details of the testing and as to what medical bar needs to be met to show that you're not transmissible. But yes, there will be a test in place, and rest assured that test will show that it's not transmissible. He won't be out there if he could transmit the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her decision to push legislation forming a commission to review a president's fitness for office. Pelosi saying the bill is not about President Trump. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching very closely Hurricane Delta. It is expected to make landfall in a few hours on Friday. Heavy rainfall, destructive winds in a region that has already been battered pretty badly this year. It's currently 130 miles off the coast of Louisiana as a Category 3 storm. Its winds are at about 115 miles per hour. That's according to the recent update from the National Hurricane Center. They say it's headed towards southwestern Louisiana, expected to bring hurricane conditions and a life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast later today. That's an advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Now, as we know, Delta made landfall on the Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 storm, but then it strengthened as it traveled across the Gulf. We do believe it will weaken a little bit. It had intensified from a tropical depression to a Category 4 storm within, I believe, 36 hours earlier in the week, which made people very, very nervous that we still have, unfortunately, favorable conditions for hurricanes to strengthen. We usually, this time of year, we are supposed to see a winding down as water temperatures start to cool. You know, we're in October, going into second week of October. Hurricane season doesn't really officially end till November, but you know, usually some of the cooler water changes some things. But unfortunately, they're expecting landfall along Louisiana between 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time, very close to where Hurricane Laura made landfall. And we hope, again, it doesn't hover. So the rapid changes in storm strength have made it difficult for states to prepare ahead of the landfall. Now the preparations are being rushed ahead of the weekend. They think the storm is going to slow and weaken during its approach because there's less oceanic heat, more wind shear. They believe that the winds are going to drop to about 110, but that'll still be, I believe, in the Category 2 range. They say the weaker speeds may still cause significant damage to a region that already suffered five previous storm systems. Laura had hit 6 weeks ago, devastating parts of Texas, Louisiana, Florida with flooding and wind damage. Tornadoes are also possible. They say the greatest threat of tornadoes is in the southern parts of Louisiana, Mississippi. That started late Wednesday night. Flash, urban, and small stream flooding also possible for East Texas, Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and western Mississippi. Of course, they're worried about the storm surge that could cause rising waters as high as 7 to 11 feet in normally dry areas. Hurricane Delta is a record-breaking storm. It's going to be the 10th one to hit the U.S. this year. The previous high was not 2005 in terms of storms that hit the U.S., was 1916, where in 1916, nine storms hit the U.S. This is going to be a record-tying fourth for Louisiana. Louisiana surely gets hit, unfortunately. So, you know, a slowing storm doesn't always bode well because it could hover and then it could dump much, much moisture, kind of like Hurricane Katrina did. And we need this storm to get the hell out of the way. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Airbnb, all right, could have made money. A lot of money this Halloween, because Halloween falls on a Saturday night. People have, for decades, talked about trying to change Halloween night to the last Saturday of the month. Because, you know, having a Halloween on a Tuesday evening where it doesn't get dark till 9, you know, on the West Coast and or the South, and kids running around on a school night eating candy, and then, you know, having to go to bed the next day for school, and, you know, people coming home from work and speeding home from work to help their kids trick-or-treat. Not the safest, you know, during Not really the safest during the weekday. So people have been advocating to have a Halloween on a Saturday night because then you could have a party, then you could, but you know, this is 2020. So Halloween has already been suggested by the CDC and many local health districts to not be the Halloween that we know of, where we don't have kids trick-or-treating, where neighbors leave candy at the edge of the sidewalk or driveway, which, again, I don't think I would have my kid pick up a random bag of food. You know, when I'm a parent, I kind of like to get a feel for, you know, who's opening the door and who's giving the candy. But then again, on the other hand, it's kind of nice not to, you know, send your kid up to a random stranger's house where they could just grab the kid. So, boy, parents, you know, who don't hover, I don't know what they're thinking. If you have a young kid, you should be up there with them. And they're like, Mom, leave me alone. You know, kids love being away from Mommy, and they're running up to the door all by themselves because they're big kids. You know, yet I see the parents, they stand on the sidewalk with their red Solo cup, you know, going trick-or-drinking. And they're kind of watching, and they're, you know, but man, gosh, you know, my kids were little, I went up to the door with them. And in fact, I took the candy, I tasted the candy, I smelled the candy, and then by the time I gave them a piece, I'm like, I don't want the candy. Well, Airbnb has announced that they are going to ban one-night reservations over the Halloween weekend for entire home listings in the U.S. and Canada. They are banning one-night bookings on October 30th or 31st. And reservations that met that criteria are going to get canceled. Guests will be reimbursed. Why? Because Airbnb wants to help stop parties and protect public health. I got to tell you, this is a gutsy move. Gutsy move. They're going to lose millions in revenue. But Airbnb is already losing money. So I think Airbnb wants COVID to go away faster than many others. And so maybe this is one of those, you know, two steps forward, one step back, taking that one step, you know, or, you know, you need to cut to cure sort of thing. 200,000 people have died in the U.S., they say, from COVID-19. I like to clarify, you know, possible COVID-19 related deaths. Thousands of new cases still being reported. John Hopkins said there were 10,000 new cases and 236 deaths today alone. So, according to Airbnb, they say the great majority of guests are respectful of our host homes and neighbors, and we understand that this initiative will disrupt many one-night reservations that might not have led to parties. But the action is designed to help protect our hosts and the communities they live in. So the company is significantly expanding the radius of their tech that restricts certain local and last-minute bookings by guests that don't have a history of positive reviews on the platform. And Airbnb plans to remind guests that have reservations between October 28th and November 1st that parties are not allowed. Airbnb has a policy already against large gatherings and disruptive parties and events because, you know, people want to get a house. You know, this is what Airbnb, Airbnb should have a, you know, if they could control it a little bit better, you know, this whole marketing avenue of house parties. Because I can't tell you how many times I want to throw a party. And so I'll look at renting a hotel room or something like that. And, you know, the hotel rooms don't want parties because they don't want, you know. But, you know, if I try to rent a hall or rent out a restaurant, you basically have to pay for the catering, pay for the alcohol. You're spending thousands. Well, if me and a group of other families can rent a house, all right, on a lake or whatever, and then have people come to the house, we save money, and we bring our own food, and we bring our own alcohol. Having party planned and done fundraising for years now, it really is advantageous where you get to bring your own food and get to bring your own alcohol. The problem is how do you rent space where you don't have to cater? Airbnb. So I think a lot of people have figured that out, that they could then host a bar mitzvah party or a wedding or a Halloween event or a graduation party that where they could get a venue big enough and they could bring their own food, a quinceañera there, they could do all that, have an area for dancing, and it's at a house. Now, I mean, if I was renting the house and I knew that people would clean it up and they would, you know, they wouldn't wreck the house, I might rent out the house for a party. But right now, guests that violate the policy could have their account removed. Hosts who allow guests to throw parties could have their listing removed. The company also said that guests may be subject to legal action if they violate Airbnb's rules on parties. So Airbnb are party poopers. They are saying no parties. But, you know, people, they want a party. And Halloween is finally on a Saturday night. You guys don't understand. That's huge. That is huge. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Megan wants to know about Hollywood, and are blockbusters still being produced? From what we understand, filming, despite COVID restrictions, is continuing. I think what happened is Hollywood had to prove that there were going to be some COVID czars, right, on the set, and there were going to be people making sure there were social distancing or testing. So, you know, from what we understand, Marvel is in the process of shooting the next Spider-Man, the Spider-Man 3. I like the new Spider-Man. I think he's doing a good job. And apparently it's called, let me tell you what the new Spider-Man movie is called. It's called Serenity Now. And even though the film is set to release December 2021, so that's about 14 months from now, it looks like next week they are going to be shooting February 16th from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. As I'm seeing in New York, signs up for people to kind of move their cars. So whenever there's, you know, filming and they film these scenes, they ask people, neighbors who live there, to move their cars, which has to stink. That must really, really stink. If you don't have any parking, you don't know where you can put your car, and it's your house, and you have to move it, that's got to really, really stink. I don't know if they pay. I doubt it. So Black Widow and Eternals already pushed off to next year. But it sounds like that, you know, movies are still being made. I mean, once the, shall we say, restrictions lift, you know, you have industries ready to go so they can do a 1-2 punch. And what I think Hollywood is hoping is that by next year, if we do have a vaccine and we do have less, shall we say, hysteria over COVID, people will be flocking back to the movie theaters. What they don't understand is movie theaters might be going under. I mean, Regal has had to close, I believe, 580 theaters in the United States. AMC, we're being told, only has about 6 months more money. I'm not sure how Cinemark is doing, but, you know, if these theaters can't stay open, you know, or, you know, can't meet the rent, or you don't have as much enthusiasm of people running out and going to the movies, it's really going to rely on the young people. I think a lot of older people are going to be like, it's not worth it. I could just watch Netflix. You know, personally, I do want to go to the movies. I love movies, and I love the Spider-Man series. I can't wait. Jamie Foxx is going to play Electro. So I like going to movies. Am I going to go as often as I did? Probably not. If it's not a movie I really want to see, no. No. So, from what I understand, movies are still filming. Unfortunately, Broadway is still shuttered. From what we understand, Governor Andrew Cuomo, you know, has recently locked down multiple neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens, but the Broadway League says that Broadway is going to shut down for at least another 7 months. The extended shutdown means New York City is going to lose $14.8 billion in revenue. Why? Because Broadway attracts tourism. People drive down to the city to go and see a show. People might fly in to go and see a show. See, I live in Vegas, so we get a lot of the Broadway shows here, but we don't get all of them, obviously. 97,000 people work in various theater-related jobs. They're going to still remain unemployed. And keep in mind, I don't know if you guys have ever gone to a Broadway show in New York. I've gone to an off-Broadway show. It's cramped. There, I mean, you are really person upon person. And so, I mean, in Vegas, when we were able to see Lion King or Phantom, we were kind of in a theater. In Vegas, there's a lot more space. When I saw Mariah Carey's Christmas special, a lot of space. It was nice. I was sitting next to people, and, you know, it was crowded, but just more room. All I remember with off-Broadway is my knees, and I was skinny at the time. Still, my knees were hitting the seat in front of me, and I was like shoulder to shoulder with people next to me. So the problem with Broadway or off-Broadway is if you're going to see a show and they have to have social restrictions and social distancing and less than 50% capacity, it's just not going to work. So an exact date for curtains to open again have not been announced. Producers and labor unions are discussing ways they can reopen safely. Producers are starting to refund money and exchanges for tickets purchased for shows through May 30th, 2021. They said when Broadway performances were initially suspended back in March at the start of the pandemic, there were 31 productions running, 8 productions in previews. There were also additional 8 productions in rehearsals that were prepared to open in the spring. And that's the other thing, too. You can't do a show if you can't rehearse. See, at least with a movie, you could film it. And then if there's another lockdown, well, it was filmed and all the actors are still at their home. Not when you have to rehearse and have your understudy ready to go for opening night. So Broadway theaters abruptly closed on March 12th. All shows knocked out. Messed up the Tony Awards. People lost it. It was not a good time. There were 16 new shows that were scheduled to open. So the new time frame may complicate a number of shows, such as MJ, The Musical Fan, Flying Over Sunset, Caroline, or Change, Plaza Suites, American Buffalo, and The Minutes. So the Actors Equity Association, a national union that represents actors and stage managers, according to Daily Mail, have urged lawmakers to include arts funding and loans to help those who work in the live performing arts. I mean, every industry is just getting hit with this. It's just, if we don't reopen or have a different attitude towards COVID, but I just don't see that happening. Right now we're having spikes in cases. We're not seeing as many deaths as we would have expected. We're seeing the lethality to drop, but we're still seeing people die. We're still unfortunately seeing people, sick. And in fact, Wisconsin has had to open a field hospital for COVID-19 patients that's supposed to open by next week to alleviate some of the burden on the hospitals because the state has to get ready for flu. And so if COVID is already going to tax, the hospitals, I'm assuming many of them were COVID and flu at the same time, they wanted to make sure they have extra beds, which I completely support. So Wisconsin has become a coronavirus hotspot over the last month. They believe it's due to colleges and schools, general fatigue with mask wearing and social distancing. So they had to construct a 530-bed facility. It was announced back in April as the state was planning for a possible surge of cases. So the site will take patients who are not seriously ill and don't need ICU, but they need care and isolation. So it's going to open up at the request of hospital systems to take care of the patients that might not be as severe. They say in just a month, hospitalizations in Wisconsin alone have tripled. 853 Wisconsinites hospitalized as of Tuesday. I believe in New York, they've had about 2,500 new cases with about 253 deaths. That's just in New York alone. So, we'll keep you posted on that. In other news, U.S. Justice Department is suing Yale over discrimination against white and Asian American applicants after accusing the university of racially balancing its classes. Now, this lawsuit comes 2 months after the U.S. Justice Department publicly accused Yale. The probe found discrimination against white and Asian American Yale applicants. And this racially balancing of classes is something that my guess is, going to be, addressed by the Supreme Court, where Yale, quote, discriminates based on race and national origin in its undergraduate admissions process, and that race is the determinant factor in hundreds of admissions decisions each year. Now, it has been debated on, how to diversify schools and allow everybody an opportunity to go to college. However, at the same time, there's been the opposite where, your race is they're not looking at applications as blind applications to avoid race and to avoid, any sort of bias. They're actually using it because they're, want to have diversity. Unfortunately, we're not supposed to discriminate against anybody. Not supposed to discriminate against Asian Americans, not supposed to discriminate against women, men, white, black, Hispanic, Latino, Filipino. So it'll be interesting to see. Yale calls the lawsuit baseless and said the admission practices are fair and lawful. But they found in the investigation that Asian Americans and white students have only 1/10 to 1/4 of the likelihood of admission as African American applicants with comparable academic credentials. So again, the discussion of race and using race to allow eligibility, is that constitutional or not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.